This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I purposely left the first verse alone. I want to bring it up again, verse 23. For these commands are a lamp, this teaching is a light. I want to talk about this in a profound way. Stephen Brown is on the radio every day, I think before our program, an hour or two before we come on. Some of you have heard him from Key Biscayne, Florida. It's called Key Life Program. He's the guy with the super deep voice. I sound like Pee Wee Herman compared to him. I've tried to talk like he talks, and it's two or three octaves below my voice, and I think I have a low voice, but it's nothing compared to Steve Brown's. He said he was asked recently, what's the hardest part about being in the ministry? You know what I thought he would say? What I would think, well, having the funeral of someone who's been murdered, which I've done, it's terrible, it's awful. Having the funeral of someone who's committed suicide, I've done several of those. Have a funeral of somebody who's been tragically taken in an accident, I've had many of those, I've lost count. He didn't say that was the hardest thing about being in the ministry. Here's what he said. The most difficult thing about being in the ministry is seeing people slip back into the darkness. Wow, what a statement. The most difficult thing about being in the ministry is watching people who've come to Christ and watch them slip back into the darkness. I know what he meant. Colossians says we're called out of the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of light. It is about light and darkness. That's why the proverb writer says, these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light. Meaning what? When you have the light, you can see the truth about yourself. The word of God is a lamp and a light to my path. The spirit of God is light. Coming into, as a Christian, means coming out of the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of light. And the only way you do that, here's how it happens. You do what you're going to see a man do. You kneel at the cross and give it all to him. Watch 60-second video.
Jesus, you did not give up on me, so I am not giving up on her. But I need you. Would you save my wife, Lord? If you need to take me out of the way to do it, then do it. I'm giving you everything.
What's the answer to the problem we discussed today? You come to the cross. I don't have anything else to tell people. It's all about coming to the cross. Regardless of what our problems are, we kneel at the cross, figuratively or literally, and say, Lord, I take everything about my past, everything I know about me, and I trust it to everything I know about you and what you did on the cross for me. It's what it's all about. If you need the Lord in your life, that's why we're here. You need to respond to his love, to his message, to his forgiveness. That's why we're here. We're not here to play church, and I really mean that when I say that. That's not just a phrase or a slogan. We're not here to play church. We're here to do the most important business in the world, to give people an opportunity to come to the light. You've been called out of the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of light. Let's pray together. Well, to be honest with you, it would have been a lot easier to neglect this passage of Scripture in Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, just to skip it and say it's too delicate, it's too sensitive for people. And yet, if you've listened this week at all, you know that it's something that needs to be shared, because it's not from me, but it's from God's Word. Proverbs 5, 6, and 7 speak on marital fidelity, and I hope that it spoke to you this week. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.